Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 53-year-old man got a rental car, was on the highway, I-95. He's like, you know what? I'm going to do some donuts. So, doing donuts in the middle of traffic, hits a couple cars, police show up, and they find a suitcase full of guns and drugs in the trunk.
Okay, so it's just a combination. So donuts, okay, you're probably going to get in trouble if you get caught. But why would you do something that you're probably going to get in trouble if you get caught, if also you have guns and drugs in your car?
Because you're a bonehead.
Yeah.
And he was driving under the influence.
And then you're drunk.
Mm. In a rental car.
That I get, though. Like, that's when I would do it, though.
Not in your own car.
Yeah, in a rental car is when I would do it. That's the only part that makes sense. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Come on.
This back-to-school season at Dollar General, save on the Procter & Gamble products you use every day, like Dawn dish soap, Charmin bath tissue, Crest, Old Spice, and Gain. More great brands you love.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
Party time.
Friday morning dance party
is on.
All right, it is my job to put you in a better mood. I'm mixing all kind of music together. Dance party.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Friday morning dance party. Let's keep it back in the 90s. Look, Clay Walker now.
Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall. Breaking my back just to make a buck. Wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's get it.
This is the Friday Morning Dance Party
on the Bobby Bones Show.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music.
Dance party.
Miranda Lambert on the dance party. Dance Party.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
is
the Friday Morning Dance Party.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of vegetables if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my... Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
The Friday Morning Dance Party.
On the Bobby Bones Show. Friday Morning Dance Party.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. He be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lined in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street
light.
She's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now. Ain't even
happen to me. She doesn't happen to me.
Friday morning dance party.
Standing in the doorway in the sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Friday morning dance party.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying.
Bones Show. That's the Friday morning dance party.
Yeah. Coming up next.
I love stories of artists who passed on songs and then someone else gets it and it turns into a massive hit. This happened with the song Baby One More Time. The bands that said, nah, we don't want that song. And then Britney had it. We'll do that. And then a really famous person that used to soak their feet in company toilets. It's all in Fun Fact Friday. That segment is next.
Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can choose from more than 50 graduate online degrees and certificates, including an MBA, now with 10 specializations. No application fee through September 1st. Visit umgc.edu.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And this back-to-school season, Dollar General has your back for last-minute gifts and treats, all with great savings. Okay, here we go. Every week, there are great promotions happening on gift cards. You know the ones, the perfect treat for someone you love, with dozens of restaurants and stores to choose from. And honestly, gift cards are those things you always like having around. It's also a great gift because you know they can get what they actually want. If it's a teacher, a coach, a neighbor, just somebody who helped you out, it's an easy way to say, I appreciate you, without overthinking it or getting them something that they're not going to like. Back to school season gets busy fast, and sometimes you need something simple but thoughtful. So this back to school season, take advantage of the savings and stock up. And Dollar General, been a part of my life for years, and we are partnering with them for the Yellow Glasses campaign, which supports the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Helping kids and supporting schools, absolutely. That is what community looks like.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Heard from you in 3 long days. You won't hear from me for 5. Oh, you gave your number to an LA blonde. Well, I gave the quarterback mine, and you you don't like my short black dress, well, it's going out tonight. And if it hits the floor, it won't be yours this time. Is it bitter going out?
There ain't much that I can do when you're the flame. Yep, it's here's the Bobby Bones Show.
It's the Bobby Bones Show on the Big 98.
Fun Fact Friday.
The Crayola crayon peach, that color, was called Flesh until 1962.
Oh, ew.
Oh, yeah, no.
You think you remember that?
I was going to say.
We're going to make the old jokes now.
I do remember using peach on Flesh, like when I was coloring pictures.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what it was.
Why do you think they didn't continue using Flesh?
Just appeal.
No.
Go ahead.
Because people have different skin colors.
That's it.
That's so true.
Well, that makes sense.
That's exactly it. Because they felt it was racist to consider that the flesh color.
I think of the word flesh, I think of like gross, like flesh eating
fair
skin.
Enough.
Like,
but it was peach though.
I get it now.
And you're right, Amy. The flesh is like the meat, mm-hmm. not the skin color.
But they're doing the skin color.
I get it now.
Yeah.
But Lunchbox is acting like I'm racist because I didn't think of that.
He did act like that. Yes, he did.
He's like,
well, I thought it was obvious.
Crazy
this
racist.
Is so obvious.
I thought it was the most obvious thing.
Well,
but
it is if you see racist. Flesh as skin color. I guess, yes, the peachy color, that makes sense now. That is that, yes, yeah. that would go together. But I just, flesh, bleh.
There was a color called Indian Red for a long time until 1999. They changed that to chestnut.
Oh, that's smart.
Because they felt like... Yep.
It was racist.
It was Lunchbox? What was it?
I can't believe it, you racist. Okay.
What about the Mexican color? Was there? They changed that one.
I didn't even make a joke because that would be racist. I'm just going to let you do your thing.
Yeah,
you just do your thing. Amy.
Apple founder Steve Jobs was known to soak his feet in company toilets to help relieve stress. Colleagues found the practice unsettling.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You walk in on that.
I had to, once, when I read this one, I had to double fact check it. And
you double fact check that?
Yeah, because I found it so unbelievable.
Unbelievable?
So unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up, and sure enough.
That's weird, huh?
Uh-huh. It was in a book written about him.
Jerry Seinfeld made at least $30,000 for every line he ever had on Seinfeld based on his salary. Jeez. In a show syndication deal. So for every line, he made at least 30 grand.
That's awesome.
All money in. I know. Lunchbox?
In 1889, Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin, adopted the nickname the Badgers. And you're thinking, oh, it's after the animals because they have a lot of badgers in Wisconsin. No, it was in homage to the local miners in 1820s. They didn't have good housing, so they dug little holes in the side of the caves, and that's where they lived.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Also, an homage.
Isn't that what it's called?
You said...
homage.
No, we said homage.
You didn't say homage.
It's okay. We all say stuff weird.
Wait.
You said homage. Yeah, it works.
What is it?
Homage.
Oh.
Because you also said that too.
Later on, after I said it, he uh-huh. then heard it.
Yeah.
That's why if you hear something, that's... Yeah.
But that's crazy. I thought they just must have had a lot of badgers running around like in Wisconsin. But no, the miners lived in the side of a hill, so that's... They said, hey, man, we're going to name the mascot after you.
It's interesting.
Arkansas has no Razorbacks.
None whatsoever? No hogs in Arkansas?
We were the Cardinals. They're pigs. We just don't have a bunch of Razorbacks unless they're put there. But we're the pigs. But it was a coach that said they play like a bunch of wild Razorbacks. And that's how they got their name. It was like there's cool. not really any Razorbacks there.
Yeah.
How about this? Castaway was filmed over 2 years because it took Tom Hanks about a year to lose weight and grow his hair out for all the scenes.
Dude, that was crazy when it came out.
During the year off, Robert Zemeckis shot What Lies Beneath.
Oh, wow. He shot another movie while he was waiting?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep, there you go. All right. Eddie?
You know, goats have different accents depending on the region they're from.
So did not know that.
They don't all sound the same. So if there's a goat in Boston, it doesn't sound like a goat from South Texas. Isn't that interesting?
I'd need to hear both.
I know. I don't have any examples of what they sound like, but apparently the goats know. Oh, you're not from here, are you?
Did you double fact check that like Amy?
No, I just took it for what it is.
The Backstreet Boys and TLC both passed on recording the song Baby One More Time.
Really?
So went to a brand new artist named Britney Spears.
And I'm trying to picture the Backstreet Boys saying, hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, that would work. Totally.
Hit me, baby.
Wait, why are you trying to sing it deep?
Because they're men. Boys?
But they sing high songs.
Yeah, they sing.
I know, but just even the whole vibe, because she was dressed as like a schoolgirl.
Well, they wouldn't have worn that.
I know. Just associate that with the song, though.
Yeah, they probably, I mean, the creative would have been a little different for sure. Yeah.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore, anymore, anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore. Can't keep sharing.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
If you love the Property Brothers, I'll talk to Drew Scott next. When did he actually start to feel really famous? Because it took a minute. And then what other weird shows did they do before they got famous? Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers, coming on next.
Bobby Bones Show.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
There's a heaven up in the sky and another one south of Dallas. I'm looking at it firsthand tonight. Know if ands or buts about it. Got the dry you in, smooth the sin. Take a look, you look again. Thing the town.
town's talking about. There ain't a pickup line for one of a kind, worth a shot, worth a try. So baby, won't you hear me out? You picture perfect, you don't need no framing. You'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile, the kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Usually don't see work of art in a bar. So girl, in case you didn't know, God painted you pretty, and I bet you've got a heart of gold. What's the story with your turquoise ring? I noticed there ain't one on your left hand. And do your favorite days fall in the spring? I can tell the sun's been kissing on your tan. Got that all hill southern belle. Think you put me in a spell, girl, I'm singing about. You don't need no framing. You'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile, the kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Usually don't see work of art in a parcel, girl, in case you didn't know, God painted you pretty, and I bet you got a heart of gold. Through. Picture perfect, you don't need no framing. You'll be hanging on my mind for don't know how many days. Kind eyes with the killer man smile, the kind I ain't seen around here in a while. Usually don't see work of art in a parcel, girl, in case you didn't know, God painted you pretty, and I bet you've got a heart of gold. Painted you pretty, and I bet you got a heart of gold. Oh, oh, I bet you got a heart of gold.
The Bobby Bone Show.
They're great, just a bunch of my friends.
The Big 98.
Bobby Bone.
Talking with Drew Scott, one half of the Property Brothers on HGTV, and he did Dancing with the Stars a couple years before I did. He's one of the guys that convinced me to do Dancing with the Stars, and we were talking about the real reason that he did that show.
Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Who was your partner?
Emma Slater was my partner, but Frankie Muniz and I were the two that made it to the finals that were not dancers. And again, I'm not a good dancer in any way, but the Jordan Fisher who won is a professional dancer. He's a Disney kid and he's a dancer, singer. And then Lindsay Sterling, who came second, is a dancing violinist. So there's no way that I was going to compete with Lindsay and Jordan with their grace and their movements. And Len, the one judge who was there for our season, he used to make fun of me. He said, "What's with your lobster claws? What are you always doing this with your hands? You look like lobster claws." And I'm like, well, I'm not graceful. So all I was doing it with Emma is I would do strength moves because I was stronger than all the other dancers. So I would pick her up and flip her. I would spin her around. At one point, the producer came over and said, "I think you're going to kill Emma. Can we be careful here?" And Emma's like, "No, more, more. It's so good." And we ended up being, I don't know what your dynamic is. Who was your partner?
Sharna.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know what your dynamic was, but like Emma and I were the funny duo. And so we, you know, we had heart. We had a lot of heart, but just a lot of goofy moments that really people loved. But the only reason I did Dancing with the Stars, I don't know if I told you this, was it was just a few months before our wedding. And Linda and I were getting married. So this was 2008. This would have been 2017 or early 2018. And I said to them, "I'll do Dancing with the Stars, but Emma, you need to help teach Linda and me our first dance." And I didn't want to do like a boring first dance. I wanted to do a mashup of a few different songs. So we're going to start with the really like generic basic dance and then a scratch track. And then we moved into Genuine Pony. And then we did a couple other songs. So in our first dance, Sasha Farber and Emma Slater, they taught us the flips, the different moves. And it was just so much fun energy. And then they helped choreograph we had 10 bridesmaids and 10 groomsmen. They all came in and joined us for this big, epic final dance. And it was the most fun dance party you would ever have at a wedding. I don't even remember half the wedding. I was so exhausted, but it was so much fun.
How did that turn out as far as the big wedding dance? Did everybody kind of nail it?
There are five siblings on her side. She has, they're the four sisters and a brother. And so one of her sisters messed up because she started to come over for the group dance while Linda and I were still in the middle of our compilation single dance, just the two of us. And one of her friend, her other bridesmaids did the same thing. And then on my side, a bunch of my guys, they are not dancers. So they didn't screw it up, but it wasn't really as, it didn't look as good as what the girls were doing. But again, who cares? It was just for fun. Linda got her heel stuck in her dress. But even with her heel stuck in her dress, she still did, I did a spinning flip. And she still did the whole thing and carried up the entire dance. So it was, that's all. We just wanted fun. We were in Puglia. We went to Italy. We did our wedding was 10 days with all our family. We had 305 family and friends with us. And we just did, every day was a different activity. Karaoke nights, the big party dance. We did another thing that was just basically like a friend of ours, if you've heard of Fitness Marshall on YouTube, he basically came out and did this big dance, and then we all took cake, and it was just a big, like, throwing cake at everyone party in the middle. Just goofing off like a bunch of kids. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, more with Drew Scott from the Property Brothers in a second. I just want to know when he started to actually feel famous. That's coming up. Why Chevy Silverado did I borrow money that I borrowed? My lips and backing me up against a fender. Yeah, we got lost in that backseat. For this thing ran on memories, couple dreams and some heartbreaking miles ago. Talking to Drew Scott, one of the twins from the Property Brothers, about when he started to actually feel famous. And the first show he ever did was called Realtor Idol. Here you go, check it out. Bobby Bone. This is the Bobby Bone Show. With the show, when did that actually hit to where you started to see yourself a bit in pop culture?
So the show hit fast, but the pop culture side of it didn't come for a few years. So we had originally pitched Cineflix was the production company who originally was interested. They saw me for a show called Realtor Idol, which was basically realtors, like American Idol, is like realtors competing to be realtors. And it was a terrible show idea. But then they liked me, and then I pitched them Property Brothers, and they thought, this is interesting. So they pitched the show to HGTV in the U.S., which is the largest home, you know, home and garden type destination in the world. They turned it down because they only wanted husband-wife combos at the time. And then they pitched it to HGTV in Canada, who turned it down. And then a network in Canada called W Network, the Women's Network, they picked it up. And the executive there, her exact words for greenlighting the show was, two young hot guys in tight jeans renovating? Yeah, we'll buy that show. And so we started airing. Within 3 weeks, we were the top show of the night. Within 3 months, we were the top show on the entire network. So with those stats, we went back to the U.S., and they bought the show. And then again, within 3 months in the U.S., we became the top show on HGTV. And you know, we've been there for, 18 years. We've been doing the show now, 18, 19 years. So I would say after the first few years where it really started to explode in the U.S., and then we exploded globally because we're in 160-plus countries, that's where we started to notice. No matter where we were, it's fun. SNL's done like 10 spoofs on us, and we've been there for one skit. I love it. It just makes it fun because I don't take myself seriously. And I don't care if somebody's making fun of me or inspired by me. I just want you to enjoy what we do.
I have a friend that's a veterinarian, and so she gets a lot of people that are constantly asking her questions about animals and just expecting that she's going to give them a lot of free advice and help on animals. Does this happen with you and people in your life that want house advice?
Absolutely. It absolutely happens all the time. In fact, I'll catch friends that keep avoiding me going to their house. They want to come to our house. I'm like, let's go to your house this time or whatever. And it's because they're embarrassed. They don't want me to come and judge their home. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm not going to judge you. Well, I will judge you, but I'm not going to make fun of you. I'll give you pointers if you want. It is funny. Or if I ever have to hop into like a Home Depot, I'll literally be a couple of aisles over and someone will hear my voice and they'll recognize me by my voice. And they'll be coming, running over with their like kitchen plans and ask me for inspiration. And that's great. I mean, I love it. We've had 12,500 products in the home space. We love it. And I have a real estate portfolio. And for me, the main thing is everyone deserves to live in a safe, happy, healthy home, affordable home. And we're in a time right now where everywhere, all around North America and a lot of parts of the world, is a housing crisis. So hopefully I can do my little bit to make people enjoy where they live and feel inspired by where they live.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That full interview, it's about an hour. Just go search for the BobbyCast. If you want to listen to it, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, including iHeartRadio or wherever. Search the BobbyCast. If you want to watch it, it's on Netflix. You can watch it right there. Thanks.
Coming up.
Tell me something good.
Yeah.
The fact that she lived was a miracle after she was in this really odd, crazy, hardcore car accident. Lunchbox will tell us the story coming up next in our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Hey. The Bobby Bones Show.
Audible has a massive collection of audiobooks and ad-free podcasts. They have A-list narrators, music scores, and sound design that bring each story to life. There are tons of exclusive titles from authors that you love and reimagined classics that are only on Audible. So go ahead and replace doom scrolling with listening. You might just discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/BobbyBones.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Schaff.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her.
I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. The ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances the cowboy songs. She only dances the cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. Gotta find her.
97.9.
The Big 98.
Nashville. We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. Baby,
The Bobby Bone Show.
They're great, just a bunch of my friends.
The Big 98.
Morgan Evans answered an uncomfortable question from listeners.
Are your feet ticklish? Do you get ticklish?
Are they?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes.
Take them off. We do it right now.
Let's try.
We do it right now.
It's the Bobby Bone Show.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Emily Chrisman in North Carolina was driving to a friend's house when it was a bad storm. Rain, thunder, lightning. She loses control of her car off the side of the road, 30 feet down into a culvert. No one sees her. Luckily, when she crashed, her Apple Watch, boom, sent a signal to emergency personnel. They called her phone. They're like, where are you? She's like, I don't know. I'm crashed. And the lady stayed on the phone with her, and the Apple Watch led the rescuers right to her. Mm.
That's awesome. That's cool. But also, you know, they're tracking us for everything else, too.
Of course.
Yeah, but if it saves your life.
Yeah.
And how does it work? Like, is it?
I don't know how radio works. Just so you know, I don't know how a car works. I don't know how radio works.
Like, how does it know that you crashed and you're not on a roller coaster?
I think the impact. like the
Yeah, but a roller coaster impact, though, sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Maybe it does. Maybe there are roller coasters that when people get off, there are paramedics waiting because they thought.
It was a car accident.
It was a car accident. Yeah, let's see. Sample changes in motion, cabin pressure, sound pressure, all of those, because the Apple Watch uses a high-force G-force accelerator, a three-axis gyroscope, a barometer, a microphone, GPS, combined with advanced motion algorithms.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And mostly just the government watching through the whole yeah. time. Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Be easy, and that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you burn.